The singing of the doxology by the PCC student body begins Pensacola Christian College Chapel. At each chapel service, students have an opportunity to receive spiritual exhortation and enrichment during a time of music and meditation on God's Word. This podcast shares selected recent chapel messages from guest speakers, faculty, and staff. Welcome to the PCC Chapel Podcast.
This morning, I'll take a few minutes and talk to you about a familiar story and pull two points out that I pray will be helpful to you, just not today, but for the rest of your life. Message simply entitled, Be Victorious. Be Victorious. Numbers chapter 13, very familiar story. The spies have gone into the land. We're going to pick up where they come out and give their report. Before we do, let's pray and we'll get into this. Lord, we come before you again this morning, thankful for the time. I pray in these next few minutes that you'd help our hearts to be attentive, help us want to hear from you, want to learn from you. And as the Holy Spirit works, help us to be attentive to what you may show us from these scriptures. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Numbers chapter 13, look at verse 25. We pick up the story. It says, and they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel and to the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. But notice the next word. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Chapter 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness. As we begin to look at this passage, there's three groups of people here. You've got Moses, Aaron, Caleb, and Joshua. You've got the 10 spies, and you have the nation of Israel. 12 went in, 12 came out, 2 said, it's just as God said, let's go get it. 10 said, whoa, it's just as God said, but man, the people in there, and the cities in there, and the inhabitants in there, we're just as grasshoppers, there's no way. They said, it's what God said, here's the evidence, nevertheless. What group did you fall into this morning? Moses, Aaron, Joshua, and Caleb? Are you the one of the 10 spies, the nevertheless? Are you the crowd, the nation of Israel, murmuring and crying? Which group represents you this morning? It's an amazing thing. Those spies went in. 10 spies went in and they said, nevertheless. And I want you to think about that word for just a minute. That nevertheless changed the course of history for an entire generation of Israelites. And for the next 40 years, those 20 years old and up died lining the wilderness with their rotting carcasses. Look at Numbers chapter 14. We're there. Let's pick up in verse 19. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, that the cloud standeth over them, and thou goest before them by day. Daytime in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire by night. Now, if thou shalt kill all this nation as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. Now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men which have seen my glory, now they've seen it, and my miracles, they experienced them, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he hath another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherein he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites, the Canaanites, dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they have murmured against me. Saying to them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye spoke in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land, concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despise. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. Take your Bible, go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. If you're familiar with this story, this is a picture here. Joshua leading the Israelites into the promised land is a picture of we're saved and entering into the blessing of the saved life, the blessings of salvation, all that God has in store for you and I once we're saved. Thankful that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and mine, shed his blood so we could have the forgiveness of sins, was buried and rose again the third day. And now we get saved. You come to a knowledge that you're a sinner in need of a savior. You receive Christ as your savior. Now we enter in to the blessings of salvation. But we all know that in the blessings of salvation, there are obstacles, there are battles, there are giants, there are things that we must overcome, but we don't overcome those alone. We overcome those through Christ. So Joshua now stands in the same spot that Moses stood, but he has another generation of Israelites standing with him. In Joshua chapter 1, you might say everything is the same, but everything is different. It's a different leader and it's a different group of people looking at the Jordan River, preparing themselves to head over into the land that God said he would give them. In Joshua chapter 1, you're familiar with the passage. God begins to speak to Joshua and he says in verse 1, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And then we drop down and you get down to verse 6, and he says, be strong and of good courage. Verse 7, be thou strong and very courageous. Verse 9, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. God begins to speak to Joshua just as he speaks to you and I. And he says, hey, in regard to Joshua's weakness, God says, be strong. And in regard to Joshua's fear, God says, be of good courage. And just as God talked to Joshua, God talks to you and I. Maybe this week you're facing some things and you're thinking, there's no way I'm going to make it. Hey, be strong. Be of good courage. Put in the hours. Do what needs to be done to get those projects, those papers, those things done so that you can do well next week. Moses is dead. That's a rough saying. But God's saying to Joshua, I know this. I understand what has transpired, what has taken place. Deal with the reality and prepare for the transition. In verse 5, he says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. God is letting Joshua know, hey, I'm here with you and for you, just as he is here for you and I. The question I want to ask in these last few minutes is, are you truly living the victorious life? Listen, if you and I as God's people, if we can't figure it out, if we can't figure out how to live and enjoy the victorious life and enjoy all that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what hope do we give to the world, the lost and dying world, if we can't figure it out, if they can't see the victorious living in our lives? There's two key things you must do that we're going to take from this passage this morning, Joshua chapter 1. He said, Joshua, you got to be strong. He said, Joshua, you got to be courageous. Let me give you two words to help you remember these thoughts. To be strong means to prevail, and to be courageous means to persist. Listen, once we're saved and we begin to move forward in our Christian life, in our walk with the Lord, in our obedience to the Holy Spirit and what God reveals to us through the preaching, teaching, and reading of His Word, there are things that you and I have to prevail over. Prevail means to overcome. It means to gain the victory or superiority. It means to gain the advantage. Some of you here this morning, maybe you have yet to prevail over some personality quirks. Maybe you're trying to prevail or have not prevailed over labels that have been given to you. Maybe you're an MK, a PK. Maybe you're a dean's son. Maybe you're those people's son, daughter. Name the labels that have been given. Prevail over the labels. Prevail over the problems. Listen, life is difficult in case you haven't figured that out. So don't put off solving your problems. Prevail over propensities you may have for overreacting, exaggerating, drama, negativity, and on. Prevail over busyness that keeps us from Christ, bitterness, burdens, brokenheartedness, being bruised, bewitched, bad beliefs, selfishness, thoughts, attitudes, addictions, and actions. Prevail in your overindulgences, your tampering and walking with worldliness and sins. How strong are you? I'll tell you how strong we are. We're strong through Christ. Romans 8, verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Verse 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. 1 Corinthians 15:57-58, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The victory. Therefore, my beloved brethren, notice what we must do. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, moving, working in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And Ephesians 6 has some other great verses. Listen, every foe that you and I will meet in our battle between faith and flesh has already been met and conquered by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The first word was prevail. The second word is persist. Persist means strong enough, last enough, faithfulness. Persist means to continue steadily and firmly in the pursuit of any business or course commenced. Listen, folks, the cycles of life, they're hard cycles. There's easy cycles. There's the unknown cycles in our life. Some of you right now would say, I'm in a hard cycle. I'm trying to finish the semester strong. Hey, as a Christian, we have to prevail. We have to persist. We have to endure some hardness. Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior Himself, the Bible says in Hebrews that, hey, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. It says in the next verse that He endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. Hey, there are hard cycles in life. How do you get the victory in those hard cycles? You persist. You keep moving forward. There's the easy cycles of life, but sometimes in the easy cycles, we get kind of distracted and we lose our focus on the Lord because things are easy. The unknown cycles of life, you've got to persist through the unplanned. I call those the sucker punches of life. The phone call you weren't expecting. Hey, the news from the doctor that you weren't expecting. And all of us have those situations in our life. We weren't ready for those. And yet it came. And how did we get the victory? We persisted through those cycles in our life. In closing, you say, what's the point of all this? Well, I want you to persist and I want you to prevail. Because what happens is terrible if you don't. If you take your Bible, go to the book of Judges, Judges chapter 1. Judges reveals to you and I the truth, the sad truth and reality of what happens when you don't persist. Joshua has passed from the scene, but we get into the book of Judges and they've come into the land and they are prevailing. They are winning. They are conquering. They're doing as the Lord said. I'm not going to read verses. I'm going to highlight words. So if you're able to follow along quickly, Judges chapter 1, verse 4, we see they slew, talking about the Israelites. They slew. Verse 5, they slew. Verse 10, they slew. And so we see them prevailing. In verse 17, they slew, they utterly destroyed. Verse 18, Judah took. Verse 20, Caleb expelled, smote the city. But then we also begin to see phrases like this. But the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin. Canaanites would dwell in that land. Did not utterly drive them out. But the Canaanites dwelt in. The Canaanites dwelt among them. The Asherites dwelt among the Canaanites. That's a reversal. but he dwelt among the Canaanites. And so what you begin to see in Judges chapter 1 is that Israel prevailed, but they did not persist. Take your Bibles, go to Judges chapter 17. So what's the big deal about that? Judges chapter 17. They didn't enjoy all that God had for them. They enjoyed some, but I don't know about you. I want to enjoy everything the Lord has for me. Joshua chapter 17, look at verse 6. In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. If you go to chapter 21, listen, if you're going to make correct decisions in life, it's really important who the king is in your life. And the nation of Israel said there was no king, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Chapter 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21 are some horrific chapters of things that are taking place in the nation of Israel. The whole book of Judges is an embarrassment and a shame because up and down, in captivity, out of captivity. Why did all that happen? Because they didn't persist. They prevailed, but they didn't persist. The book of Judges reveals that the nation of Israel prevailed but did not persist. Let me ask you in closing, do you live a life that's fulfilled? Fulfilled means accomplished, performed, or completed. Or do you live a life that's filled full? Filled means made full, supplied with abundance. I like that. Full means having within its limits all that it can obtain, abounding with, supplied, plump, saturated. Are you living a fulfilled life or a life filled full? If you want to live a life that's filled full as a Christian, you and I must prevail and we must persist. Listen, Moses didn't persist. He killed that Egyptian. He got angry and killed that Egyptian. 40 years he was on the backside of the wilderness. 40 years he led the nation of Israel. And he got angry again. He struck the rock and was unable to go into the land of promise. Listen, folks, there are some things that easily beset us. There are some sins you may constantly struggle with. Persist. You have victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have prevailed, but you must persist. Don't let it come back to get you in the end or sometime soon. Israel, under the kings, enjoyed all that God had for them, but they lost it all as you read the book of the Old Testament. Why? Because Israel didn't persist. They prevailed, but they didn't persist. Demas prevailed, but he didn't persist. He left Paul, forsook Paul for the present world. What about you? What will your testimony be? What will your life show? For this semester, will you prevail and persist? What will your life show for this summer? What will your life show after graduation? What will your life show later in life? I pray that your testimony will show that you are victorious because of Jesus Christ, that you prevailed and that you persisted.
You've been listening to a message from Pensacola Christian College Chapel. You're welcome to pass this sermon along to others. Please don't charge for it or alter it without written permission from Pensacola Christian College. For additional information about PCC, visit us online at pcci.edu. Pensacola Christian College, empowering Christian leaders to influence the world for Christ.